to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Yeah, welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 919 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I've got a great show lined up for us. In today's podcast, I'm going to focus on storing our seeds. That's right, there's a seed ban coming up, so a lot of people are thinking about stockpiling seeds. And with that stockpile comes the question of how do I store these seeds for long-term security? We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Before we get to that part of the show, I do want to send a big thank you shout out to my friends at AC Infinity. That's right, all of my grows are set up with AC Infinity controllers, equipment, and soon, even the cameras will all be AC Infinity. Why aren't yours? Make sure you check acinfinity.com and use coupon code IREARMY at checkout to save yourself 10%. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the Dude Grows Cup is coming back to Longmont, Colorado. That's right, June 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Dude Grows Cup will be in Longmont. I will be there. The DGC crew will be there. The Dude will be there. Scotty will be there. I invite you to join us at the Dude Grows Cup. Make sure you check dgccup.com for all of the links and details. And one more piece of information before we jump into this seed storage episode. There will be more fresh drops and restocks at iRedirect. That's right. Make sure you check iRedirect frequently and regularly. I will be adding new stuff very regularly until this seed ban does happen, if and when it does go into effect. I've got a lot of great things lined up for the next 2 weekends, so make sure you check iRedirect once again for fresh drops of limited edition items. Many of these things, there are 1, 2, maybe 3 packs of them. It's stuff that I made for a project, never got used. I'm going to share some of those seeds with you guys. You can have them now. iRedirect is the way to do that. Make sure you check back frequently. I've said it enough times, iRedirect. Now, let's jump into the part of the podcast everybody came for. Let's talk about storing our seeds. I've got a great question here in front of me. This one came from my friend who wants to be called Filthy Muggle. Filthy Muggle, for the great question, I am going to send you a coupon code for a prize from iRedirect. Check your inbox and also check your spam. The question from Filthy Muggle 420 goes like this. It says, I've been buying up seeds all over the internet, preparing for the upcoming seed ban. Let's talk briefly about that. What am I talking about, a seed ban? Recently, the government snuck in a law that begins November 13th that it will now be illegal to ship seeds across state lines. That's right. The seeds that you guys like to have shipped will now be deemed illegal to ship those across state lines. If things go as planned, that will go into effect November 13th. There are people fighting to try to extend this ban or abolish this ban, but so far it doesn't look good. We're a few months away from it. We're all making adjustments. Some people are scrambling. Many seed makers have simply given up and gone away already. I'm doing the best I can. I'm not going anywhere. I'll never go away. I will always make seeds, but we must adjust and adapt to these new laws. So that is what this question is about, the upcoming seed ban. It says, I am desperate to know what is the absolute best way to store seeds for extended periods of time, basically creating a doomsday vault for my seeds at home, and to know when it comes time to germ, they will have the best chance of success. This is a very good question. The most important part of this is healthy seeds. Are these seeds, were they made properly? Were they done with enough light, with the proper nutrients? Were they allowed to finish? Did they go until they were nice and solid? Do you have good, reliable seeds from a good, reliable breeder? Is probably the first most important part of this whole equation. You need to start with healthy, viable seeds. The second thing I'm going to talk about is make sure that these seeds are dry. When we're storing seeds, moisture is our number one enemy. We want to get these seeds extra dry. I would put them in a container with silicate packs. Do not use Bovita packs. A lot of people confuse those. Silicates suck out the moisture. Bovitas maintain and stabilize moisture. We want to remove the moisture. Silicate pack is the answer. Put your beans in a container with silicate packs. You may even put some rice in there. Dry rice, dry white rice will help you absorb the moisture. We want to get all the moisture out of these seeds for long-term storage. Once we've done that, and if your seeds came from a breeder that knows what they're doing, that's been breeding seeds, they're probably dry enough for this equation. We try to dry them quite well because it helps with shipping. I dry them very dry because when we put them in containers and put them in the mail, When they go in a plane, if they go in the cargo hold of a plane, it gets very cold up there in the sky, and I don't want them to rupture because of the moisture inside my seed. So I dry them excessively. This does not damage the seed. I don't go so crazy dry. I'm not heating them up and microwaving them or anything. I'm leaving them. I live in Colorado. I can leave them on the table. They will get dry. It's mountain air. You saw me itch my arm a minute ago. I got dry skin because I'm in Colorado. Everything is dry. Don't worry about that. So we dry the seeds. That's the most important part. Get the moisture out of those seeds. So if you're getting your seeds from a reputable breeder or someone that's been making seeds for a while, they're probably dry enough already. If you've made them, if you've got a lot of seeds, maybe put them in some rice, put them with a silicate pack and get them dry. We want these seeds completely dry. The main thing is cool, dry, and dark is the environment that we want to put these seeds in. So let's get them dry. Then put them in a container. You may have them in the breeder packs. If you bought them from me, they're dry enough. They're great in the container that they are in. My seeds come in a little vial, so they're sealed into that. And then they're also in a baggie, so they're sealed into that. I would put that into an airtight container that is light proof. I don't want to get any air in there. I don't want to get any air in or out. I want to keep moisture out of this package is what I want to do. An airproof, airtight, light proof container. If you've got an opaque jar, that would be great. My friend uses a thermos, which is perfect. It's airtight. It keeps the light out. That's a perfect idea. Maybe even consider tossing a couple of these silicate packs in there just to keep any moisture from developing inside of that container. So we have got an airtight container. We've got dry seeds. Let's start over with that. We've got dry seeds in a seed package in an airtight container that is light proof. At this point, toss in a silicate pack and seal that bad bitch up super tight. Then I would put this in the veggie drawer or the crisper drawer of the refrigerator. I don't want to put it in the freezer. My reason for not going into the freezer, and you can, we'll talk about that. Let's talk about both of these options. I don't prefer the freezer because they're going to freeze. And then when you take them out, there will be condensation. If you are the kind of person that puts your seeds in the freezer and takes them out to look at them or to show your friends, I wouldn't do that a lot. I think once they go in there, they've got to stay in there until you take them out and grow them. Don't take them out and move them. Don't make them frozen and then thawed out and then frozen and thawed. That doesn't seem good to me. I think if you put them in there, leave them in there, then bring them out. When they come out, they'll go, oh, it's springtime. We should grow now. And you put them in the dirt and then you grow them. I don't like the freezer because we're going to want to show, you're going to want to look at your seed collection at some point. You're going to go, oh, what do I have? You're going to want to look at it, visualize it. I would prefer the crisper drawer. That's what I would prefer. I don't like the freezer because of condensation. Some people may prefer that. This is my lesson. This is what I'm telling you I do. For super long term, the freezer may be the way to go if you're not going to take them out. If you're going to do that, make a spreadsheet. Write down, I've got this many packs of this strain by this breeder with this many seeds per pack. And before you throw them in there, maybe take a look at them and verify that that's how many seeds are in that package. Maybe you got lit up and grew half of that pack and only five of them are left in there. Mark that down. If you said this is the end of your world vault, make a spreadsheet. End of the world, maybe put it on paper. End of the world, you might not have internet access to get to your spreadsheet. I feel like I'm going backwards at this point. If you're going to put them in the freezer, make a spreadsheet so you don't have to get them out and look at them and have temperature changes all the time. That's my advice. I recommend the crisper or the veggie drawer in the refrigerator. It's the right cooling conditions in there. It's the right temperature, the right VPD, if you will, in there. And it doesn't get disturbed a lot in there. You're not messing around opening and closing that. It stays stabilized in temperature in there. And that's what we want is consistency, as I think is really good. A cool, consistent area. Somewhere closed and not disturbed that will not get a lot of condensation is what I put on my papers. And I'm making sure to follow my list. If you happen to have the crisper drawer, that is perfect. Some people do not have a crisper drawer. If you've got a cool, dry, dark area, that is ideal. Perhaps maybe you've got maybe like something like a gun safe that happens to sit in a Midwestern basement. That is probably perfect. In the basement, it maintains a nice cool temperature. It's going to stay in the mid-60s, probably down there most of the time in the winter and the summer. We will have anomalies. It's going to change. But if it's in your house, you're probably keeping it fairly decent down there. The ambient temperature of the house will help keep that basement close. It's not going to be too drastic. But inside that gun safe, locked inside that airtight, light-proof container in the gun safe in the basement is probably a good spot for your personal collection of seeds. If you live with the family and you can't put the seeds in the crisper drawer because you don't want Junior to find them, that's a very acceptable spot. It's better than just putting them in a drawer on your desk or something where it might get warm. Like I said earlier, warmth is, did I say that? I should now. Warmth and moisture are the enemies of our seeds. Warmth will kill them. Warmth will make the biological process inside them speed up and they won't live. That's why we keep them cold. Cold is preservation. Warmth speeds shit up. That's the way that biology and science works. And then moisture is also bad. Moisture will make them deteriorate and or germinate. If you get them wet enough, they'll grow. If you just get them moist and humid, they'll get funky and they will not be viable at all. So the bottom line is a cool, dry, dark place. Make sure you use a silicate pack and not a Boveda pack. Put them in either the breeder packs or some sort of safe, sealable container into an airtight, light-proof container with silicate packs inside of that container to absorb any moisture. Then put that in the crisper or veggie drawer of your fridge, if possible. If not, a cool, dry, dark place, something like your gun safe would be great. If you've got a cool, dry, dark place in another part of your house that is safe, that is great. Have them in a container though. I have a friend that lost a lot of seeds to a mouse invasion. So mice or a mouse, I don't know if it was several or one, but the mice ate his seeds and he was heartbroken. You guys spend a lot of money on seeds. Don't let the mice get to the seeds. Where are we on the notes? Avoid condensation. Or if we're using the refrigerator or the freezer, make sure to avoid drastic changes and frequent changes. If we're going to do that, I recommend a mason jar. I just read the word mason jar here on my notes. I recommend a spreadsheet to keep a list of what seeds you've got. Maybe even do it on paper, like I said earlier, so you know what is in that. So you don't have to open it up and look. You don't have to open up the fridge all the time and look. Here's another idea that another person I know, what they do. They like to keep their seed packages like baseball cards. I told them, quit keeping the fucking seeds, all the packages, and grow the seeds, dude. And they said, but I keep them as souvenirs. And I said, bro, keep the packages, grow the seeds. So now they've got all of the seeds in like a, maybe you collect Pokemon cards or baseball cards, but you buy a folder and there's these little sleeves that you could stick your Pokemon cards in or your Magic the Gathering cards. I'm not judging what you're into, bro, but you can buy those folders and put your seed packages in there and then take the actual seed, the little disc or the vial, whatever they came in, take that out, label it very clearly and put that in your vault with your seeds in your cool, dry, dark place. And then like a Pokemon nerd, you could flip through your folder and show your bros your seed collection. And the seeds aren't even in there. So if somebody does get sticky fingers and they remove a package, they didn't even get the beans. They got the package. And that package is still on your spreadsheet. So you know that they've got it. You know it's missing. But you can get one of those little Pokemon card folders, put your seed packs in there. If you really want to, you could leave the seeds in there, keep them in a cool, dry, dark place and show your friends. But my trick would be to put the packaging in there. So you got Irie Genetics Arise cool packaging, the Bubble Goat with cool packaging all in a folder. But then all the beans are in a vault in the fridge, nice and cool, nice and safe. Let me go through my notes. I wrote big bags into a big jar with silicate into the fridge or in the safe in the basement was the other note that I wrote on my page here. Then I wrote heat equals bad, moist equals bad. That's only with seeds. A lot of other times, that's a really good thing. Boys and girls, I could only keep rambling and make this longer, but there's no need at this point. This is going to be a quick episode. Store your seeds. Have no fear. There is a seed ban looming. You will not be able to purchase seeds. The ban goes into effect November 13th, which means we probably got to get everything in the mail a couple of days before that, get it all landed. I would say, even if I'm not your favorite breeder, I redirect. If I'm not your favorite breeder, still go message, go find, go check out your favorite breeder's website, support them, gather the inventory that you can and stock up for the future. Of course, I always do encourage you to use Irie Genetics. You can find them at iriedirect.com. Like I said before, whole bunch of new shit, fresh stock, like I said, limited editions up there. There's everything at every price point. There are packs of, there's one pack up there. It's a two pack of seeds for $14. Go find it right now. There are plenty of those. Also, every order over $100 does come with free seeds. Orders over $150 come with another pack of free seeds. You guys, those freebies do what I call stacking. It's freebie stacking. If you get the first freebie, when you hit the second tier, you get the second one and the first one. I don't take them away from you. I give you all of the freebies before also. So you can get up to five free packs of seeds if you shop properly on iRead Direct right now. That's the way to do it. Let me make sure I've got all my notes covered here. Keep your seeds in a cool, dry, dark place. You can store them for a long time. This way, if you insist on putting them in the freezer, you can probably extend the life even longer. However, if you're going to remove them from the freezer, I don't recommend that. Once they go in the freezer, keep them there. There's a huge seed vault. I think it is in Iceland. I encourage you to check that out. I did some checking on that as I was prepping for this episode. Ended up watching a video and got way stuck into it. Spent a lot of time. Go check out the seed vault where they're keeping all of the seeds. There's one of everything in there. If the shit goes down, they gonna be ready. Let me make sure I get all the notes. I think that is all I've got for you, boys and girls. I do give away free prizes for people that get their questions here on the podcast. If I have not read your question, do not feel discouraged. I've got a big stack of emails here in front of me for the next episode and the next episode. To get me those questions, go to my website, iRegenetics. On the bottom, there's a tab. No, at the top, there's a tab that says Grow Help or Grow Questions. Click on that tab. Send me your question. If I read your question, you get a prize. All right, that's all I've got for you for this week. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Possum. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Ross and Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug them up, be relaxed. Hold up.
Roots and wisdom start to show. From the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibras that Jeff in our conscious tribe. It spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, pure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. Stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Ooh, 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 ooh. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day.